Show them to all. And you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the fourth Aliyah in Parshas Re'eh, that is Perek Yudalid, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Banim Atem Hashem Lekechem, you are sons, you are children to Hashem your God. Loisus Gadidu, do not cut yourself, Vloisus Simukarcha Ben Enechem, and do not place a bald spot in between your eyes, Lameis, because of a dead person. Kiam Kadesh Atel Hashem Lekechem, because you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. Uvacha Bachar Hashem Liyos Loilam Segula, and Hashem chose you to be for him a treasured nation, Mikalo Amim, from all the other nations, Hashal Pnei Adama, that are on the face of this earth. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Aleph. Lysis Gaididu, Lysit Nu Gedid Vesaret Bevsarchem Almeis, do not make a cut or a scratch on your flesh because of someone that died. Kedar Shamirim Aisim, just like the Mirim do, they're so distraught because someone died, so they cut themselves. Lefisha Tem, Banav Shalmakam, because you are the children of Hashem, Vatem Ruim Liyos Naim, and you are meant to be handsome and fit and good looking, Vulay Gedudim Mekairachim, and not cut or bald. Bene Nechem, Etzal Patachas, in between your eyes means by the forehead. Vumakam Acheroimer, in different places. In the Torah, it says, Loikrichu Karcha Bereisham, they shall not make a bald spot on their heads, implying the entire head. Lasis Kolarosh Kibene Naim, that means that making a bald spot anywhere on the head because of someone that died is as usher as making it in between the eyes. It's usher to do it anywhere on the head. Pasuk Beis in Rashi tells us, Ki am kadosh ato, kedushas atzmacha me'avasecha. First of all, you have inherent kedusha from your forefathers. Va'aydin, furthermore, uvacha bachar Hashem, Hashem chose you to be an am segula. Back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, lo yisaychal kol te'eva, do not eat anything which is an abomination. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel, lo yisaychal kol te'eva, kol she'tiyavti l'cha, anything that I made as an abomination for you. Kigan, for example, tzarim oizen b'char kedei l'shachtoi b'medina, if he slit the ear of a b'char, a firstborn animal, in order to be able to shecht it outside the base of Mikdash, and he didn't want to give it to the kayin. This is something that I made as an abomination to you. It says in the pasuk, "Kol mum la'yabai." It's not allowed to have any mum, and we learn from here that you are not allowed to make a mum in it. You are not allowed to give it a blemish. Ubavali Midkan over here teaches you, "Shelo yishchet ve'echal oisem mum." You're not allowed to shecht and eat it because of that mum that you put on it. Bishal basar v'chal. If you cooked basar v'chal together, harei davar shetiyavti l'chal. That's something that I also made as an abomination for you. Ve'hizr kan al chilas. Saying over here, we have a warning. We have a lav not to eat that. And back to Chumash pasuk Dalad. Zoy sabayim asher tochelu. These are the animals that you are allowed to eat. Shor say kvasim v'say izim. Ox, sheep, and goats. Ayol, a heart, H-A-R-T. Tzvi, deer, v'yachmor, and a yachmor. V'akai, v'disha, nusay, v'zomer, all sorts of animals. V'chol behema, mafreses, parsa. And any animal that has a split hoof. V'shaysas, shasa, shtei parasas. And its hoof is split into two hooves. Malas, gera, b'behema, it's an animal that also brings up its cud. Oisos, echelu, that you are allowed to eat. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk, hey, zoysa, behema, ayol, utsi, v'yachmor, laman. We learn from here, shachaya, b'chal, behema. That a chaya, a non-domesticated animal, is the same thing as a domesticated animal over here. And we also learn Shabahema Vachaya Tamei Meruba Menatayr that there's actually more non-kosher domesticated and wild animals than there are kosher ones, Shabachal Makam Paratizamut, because we always mention that which is fewer, and over here we mention the kosher ones. Let's see Rashi now on Pasuk Vav, Mafreses, Siduka, it's split, Kitargumai, Parsa, Palanta, Vishoisas, Chaluka, Bishtetzi Pornaim, it's divided into two separate hooves, Shiesh, Siduka, Vain, Chaluka, Bitsi Pornaim, because there is an animal that might have a split hoof, however, it's not completely split, Vitamea, and that is a Tame animal. And the Pasuk had said, Babahema, literally, that means that which is inside the animal, mashma, that implies, mashanimsa babahema echol, whatever is found inside the animal is allowed to be eaten. Mikan Amru from here, Chazal say, shashlil nita b'shchitas imoy, that a fetus is permitted after its mother is shechted. If you shecht an animal and you find the fetus inside, you're allowed to eat that without shechting it. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, ach ezel lo yisoychlu, from these you are not allowed to eat, mimalei agera, that they chew their cud, umafrisei aparsa, and that it has split hooves, hashesua, which is a certain type of animal, as hagamol, the camel, as harnavas, and the hare, H-A-R-E, Shafan and the Hyrax, Kimale Geira Hema, because they chew their cud, Ufarso Lohi Frisu. However, they do not have split hooves, Tameim Hemelchem, they are Tame to you. Vesa Chazir and a pig, Kimafris Parsahu, it has split hooves, Veloi Geira, but it does not chew its cud, Tamehu Lochem, it is Tame to you, Mibsarm Loisichelu, do not eat from its flesh, Ovinivlasim Loisigo, and do not touch their carcasses. Let's see Rash over here, Pasuk Zion, Hashesua, this is a specific type of animal. Briahi, it is a type of creation, Sheishlo Shnei Gabin, it has two backs, Ushnei Shidrois, and two spines. Why is it that we have to repeat non-kosher animals over here? We've already learned them in Sefer Vayikra. So Babahemas and Bnei Shesua, the reason why we repeat the animals, that's because of this Shesua. Uba'ifes and because of birds, Bnei Hara, because of the bird called the Ra, Shalai Nemru B'Taris Kahanim, that was not mentioned in Vayikra. Pasach Chesen Rashi, Uvin and Vlasim Laisigo, do not touch their carcasses. Rabbi Seinu Pershel Chazal explained, Baragel, this is referring to An Yontif. Before Yontif, don't touch the carcass of a non-kosher animal. Shatam Chayv L'Taris Atzmei Baragel, that's because a person has to make sure that he's pure before Yontif. Yachol Yumu Musar Mechal Shana, you might think that means that the entire year a person is not allowed to touch the carcass of a non-kosher animal. Tamalim, that's why the pasuk says, Emarel Kaihanim, you should say to the Kaihanim that they have to make sure that they don't become Tamei. Uma Tomas Meis, just like we're talking about Tomas Meis touching a dead body, Chamura, that's a very strict type of Toma. Kaihanim Muzarim, Ve'en Yisrael Muzarim, Kaihanim are warned that they are not allowed to become Tamei Meis, but Yisraelim are allowed to become Tamei Meis. Tomas Nevela, when we're dealing with Tomas Nevela, which is this carcass Toma, which is lighter, Kala, like Kol Shekain for sure, Klal Yisrael is not warned. They are allowed to become Tamei as long as it's not before Yontif. Yontif, they have to make sure that they're Tahar. And now back to Chumash Pasuk Tes, as Zeh Toichel Mikol Asher B'mayim, from the following you're allowed to eat of anything that's in the water, Kol Asher Lois Napir V'kas Keses Toichelu, anything that has fins and scales you're allowed to eat. V'chol Asher Ein Lois Napir V'kas Keses Lois Echelu, anything that does not have fins and scales you are not allowed to eat. Tamei Hu Lachem, it is Tamei to you. Kol Tzipra Tahar Toichelu, you're allowed to eat any pure bird, any kosher bird. V'zeh Asher Lois Eichlu Mehem, and the following you are not allowed to eat from them, HaNesher V'Aperes V'Aznia, V'Hara V'Sahayo V'Sadaya L'mino, all these types to their kind, Ves Kol Ayrv Luminai and any Ayrv to its kind, Ves Basayano, Vesa Tachmas, Vesa Shachaf, Vesa Netz Lumineu, Vesa Kais, Vesa Yan Shuf, Vesa Tinchames, Vesa Ka, Vesa Racham, Vesa Shalach, Vesa Chasida, Vesa Nafal Lumina, Vaduchi Fas Vataleif, all these certain types of birds, Vachol Sheret Ta'if, and any Sheret Ta'if, which means a flying creature. A Sheret is usually a creepy crawly that goes on the ground, so this is a Sheret Ta'if, this is a creepy crawly that flies. Tami Hu Lachem, it is Tami to you, Lo Yachelu, it is not allowed to be eaten, Kol Ayf Tahar Techelu, you are allowed to eat any pure, any kosher bird. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Aleph, Kol Tzipra Tahara Techelu. What's this coming to include? Lahatar Mishulachas Sheb Metzaira. A Metzaira has to bring a number of birds, and one of them is actually sent off to fly away. If you find that bird, you're allowed to eat it. Pasuk Yod Beis and Rashi, Vizah Asher Lo Yisaych Lumehem. This you are not allowed to eat from them. Lesar Sashchuta. This is coming to Aser, the bird of a Metzaira, which was shechted, even though it's a kosher bird, you're not allowed to eat that bird. Pasuk Yod Gimel and Rashi, Vara Vesaya. He Ra, He Ayo, He Daya. This really is all the same bird. Velomanikr Shma Ra. So why is it called Ra'a Shiroya B'Yaiser? Because it has very good vision. But now Rashi asks, V'lama Zircha B'chol Shmaseh, why is it that the Torah has to mention every single one of the names of this bird? It's all the same bird, so just mention one of the names. So Rashi explains, Shaloi Litein Pischein Peh Leval Din Lachlik. This is not to give an opening for someone to argue and say, Shaloi Yehe Aisra Kaira Aisra Ra, the one that Asra did called it Ra'a V'habala Hatir, and someone who wants to permit himself to eat this bird. Aimer, he says, Zudaya Shma, Aya Shma, its name is Daya or Aya, V'zuloi Asra Kosov, and the Pasuk didn't Asra this, the Pasuk only Asra Ra'a and not Aya or a Daya. And therefore, the Pasuk called it a Ra, Aya, and Daya, mentioned all of its names to say that this bird, no matter how you want to call it, it's Aser. And now Rashi points out the same thing by birds as he did by animals, Uba Eifes Peret L'cha Tmeim. And by birds, the Pasuk specified all the Tami birds, L'lamet Sho'eifes Ata'arim Rub Mal Tmeim. That teaches us that there's more kosher birds than non-kosher birds. Fikach Peret Esamua, that's why the Pasuk specified that which we have less of, which is the non-kosher birds. Let's see Pasuk Yudzayin Rashi, Shalach, why is it called that? Hashayla Dogim Min Ayam, it draws fish from the sea. Pasuk Yudchasin Rashi, Duchi Fas, what type of bird is this? Hutarn Galabar. This is referring to a wild chicken. Some people call it a peacock, some people call it a hoopoe bird, and other people call it a wild rooster. So there's many different types of birds that this might be. Pasuk Yitesen Rashi, Sharet Sa'if, Hema Hanemuchem Arichshem Al-Arts. This is referring to the low things that crawl on the ground. Kigan, for example, Zvuvim, flies, Utsraim, and wasps, Vechagavim Tmeim, and non-kosher grasshoppers, Hem Krim Sharets, they are called Sharets, and these are all Tamei, they are not allowed to be eaten. Pasuk Chafin Rashi tells us, Kol Oif Tahar Techelu, you are allowed to eat any pure bird. Vloyas Atame, you are not allowed to eat non-kosher ones. Balitin Asay, Lois Asay, this is coming to add an Asay onto a Lois Asay. That means if a person eats a non-kosher animal, he's going to be over an Asay and a Lois Asay. V'chin Bebehem, the same thing with animals. Oisa Techelu, Vloy Bebehem Atmea, Vlava Bamachal Asay, Lavar Lame Basay, Vilois Asay. A person's going to get an Isser of an Asay and a Lois Asay if they eat a non-kosher animal or a non-kosher bird. And back to Chamesh Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Lois Echel Kol Nevela, you should not eat any carcass. La Ger Asher B'Sherechet Itnena V'Achala, to the Ger, which is not referring to a convert, it's referring to a stranger that lives in your cities. You can give it to him and he can eat it. I'm a chalanachri, or sell it to a non-Jew. Ki am kadish atol Hashem lekecha, for you are a holy nation to Hashem your God. Lois vashel gadi v'chalev yimai, a new halacha, do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafalef, la ger sher b'sherecha, ger toishav shekibol alv shalol alav adav zara. This is referring to a ger toishav, a person that lives among you, that's accepted upon himself not to serve avodah zara, v'oichal nevelas, however he does eat nevela, he does eat dead carcasses of animals, and so you are allowed to give it to him. Ki am kadish atol Hashem, for you are a holy nation to Hashem. Kadesh es atzmucha b'mutar lach. You should sanctify yourself. You should make yourself holy with something that is permitted to you. Dvaram hamutarim v'acherim noigin b'ham iser, something which is really permitted. You're allowed to eat it. However, other people treat themselves strictly with this, and they do not eat this. Al tatir b'fnehem, do not allow yourself to eat it. Do not do this thing in front of those people that do not eat this and do not do this thing. Lois v'ashel gadi, shalash pa'amim, it says this three times across the Torah. Lois v'ashel gadi b'chalev yimai, prat l'chai u'la'i ifas v'behema tmeya. That's excluding a wild animal and birds and a non-kosher animal. There's the iser of basar b'chalav with all these different types. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the fifth aliyah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.